welcome to An Hour with an Angel with Linda Dillon, the channel for the Council of Love and author of The New You, Emerging into the Brilliance of Humanity's Heart Consciousness. Joining her is Steve Becco, founder of the Golden Age of Gaia and author of Building Nova Earth Toward a World That Works for Everyone. Our guest today is Archangel Michael. So with that, I'll pass it over to you, Steve.
Thank you very much, Graham, and welcome, Archangel Michael.
And welcome to you. Yes, I am Michael, Archangel of Peace, Warrior of Love, sometimes bringer of news throughout the multiverse. And welcome to all of you. Welcome to this time of joy, of laughter, of new beginnings, of expansion, of new reality. Welcome to this time of the fulfillment of you. For it is not simply the mother's fulfillment of the promise and her plan that we have spoken of so many times. It is the fulfillment of you, and not merely, my beloved friends, of what you think of as your plan, your mission, your purpose, but also your joy, the sheer joy of being alive and being in form, of being in form at this magnificent time, upon Gaia, upon this planet known to many as Earth, as Terra Gaia. The winds of change are upon you, and they do not knock you over, but they caress your face. They make you look and breathe and inhale the scent in the wind, the scent of change, the scent of love, the scent of expansion, the scent of becoming, the truth of your interdimensional, multidimensional self. Beloved friends, you are throwing off the shackles that have bound you for so long. You are throwing off the shackles of the old third dimension. Some of you consciously and joyously, some of you not. But look to how your thought patterns, your emotional patterns, your spiritual patterns, your relationships, your interrelationships, the vision and the love for your sacred self. Look to how these change and are changing. It is a miraculous time, above and below. Do I suggest to you that the chaos has ended? That all the paradigms, false grids, and belief systems upon your planet have been eliminated? No. But they are rapidly dissolving. And you, our partners, in love and co-creation, you light holders, love bearers, you are bringing this to fruition. Do not doubt your role in our partnership with thee. Are our roles identical? Most certainly not. And that is true even on this side, between the angelic realm, the various realms, the archangelic realm, the thrones, the seraphim, your star brothers and sisters, the ascended masters, those who have simply evolved to sheer energy. Each being, unique in the beauty and divinity of their creation, the creation and the reflection of the mother, has a unique role. And you, sweet angels on earth, I remind you, and you may scoff, and you may laugh, and you may hit your forehead, but I remind you, each of you has a unique role, not only in terms of your divine self, your integrated self, but also your human hybrid self. We cannot, and we certainly choose not, to go forward without you. This ascension, the shift, it is a co-creation. Yes, you have been downloaded, imbued, enfolded, infused with the divine gifts directly from the heart of the mother, her clarity, her purity, her blue diamond. Now you are immersed in the bath of pink by your star brothers and sisters. Saint Germain ignites his torch all around the world. But we do this with you. So often, you have a tendency, and I do not say this in a critical manner, but you believe that you are the junior partners, that in that old reality, that you are less than. My family, my friends, my legion, my circle, ignite your blue flame of truth and see the wholeness of who you are. And know that you are in sacred, full partnership with us. Yes, what is sent to you, what is done on behalf of the mother is different for each of us. But do not doubt your role, and please do not doubt the critical, essential nature of your role. And your role is not merely surrender and clearing. Your role is action. Your role is stepping forward and claiming the totality, not only of what you desire, but of what you wish and what you came here for. Now, having said that, I would be remiss if I did not also say to you how well you are doing. There are times, simply given the scope of what you are able to see and perceive, that you do not have the broader picture of how well, individually, uniquely, but also as a collective, and certainly as groups and circles of way showers and pillars and gatekeepers and teachers and channels and healers and communicators, you do not always see how brilliantly you truly are doing, how well you are proceeding. And so from our perspective to your hearts, we want you to know you are moving not at the speed of light, but at the speed of love. And we, dear heart, are moving with you. Be clear in this. Because there has been much discussion with us, with the Masters, with your star brothers and sisters, of this concept of leveling the playing field, as it were, of frequencies been raised, frequencies been lowered, so that we can be together. That is not what I am saying this day. I am saying that we, all of us, are proceeding together. You say to me, beloved Michael, Archangel of my heart, please show me. And we understand your desire for demonstration. Never think, dear hearts, that we do not share the desire for fruition. For in our longer scope of understanding of unfoldment, we know after ascension, after tsunami of love, how much remains to be done throughout the multiverse, and it is magnificent. We are anxious to move forward. Will we rush this? No. But we hear your plea, your very human desire for show me. So we ask of thee every day not only to ignite your beautiful tri-flame, not only to open your hearts and then to ignite either my blue flame, the violet flame, the magenta flame, add a flame a day, but then go into your heart. Listen. Receive. Allow yourself, please, to be shown by us, by your guides, your guardians, the answer to your prayers. Some will hear, some will know, but allow the showing, the demonstration in a wide variety of ways to come forth, and let that showing, that sign, be what is significant to you. We are with you. Now, dear Steve, where do you wish to begin this day?
Well, first of all, Lord, if I could say to our listeners that I'll be posting some excerpts from our excellent discussion in the personal reading that I had on February 12th on all the factors that come into play with the events that are coming up. So I won't go into that today. But here's what I'd like to cover. A lot of light workers are still unsure about President Obama, and no action that he's taken has confused them more than the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So I'll be asking you about that just briefly, and then seeing if you have anything you want to say on the coming of the Tsunami of Love and the importance of October 14th, perhaps. And then I have a couple of questions for you on the reval, and then we can return to the discussion of the operations procedures and org chart for the Company of Heaven, including perhaps, if we have time, just a brief discussion of what you said the other day, that angels experience dimensions differently than we do. So perhaps we could start with President Obama. Many people, including lightworkers, keep seeing this bad press that he gets and thinking that he's a part of the cabal. And the Trans-Pacific Partnership confuses most of all, because it seems to be an attack on the environment, attack on nations' legal procedures and autonomy, etc. Can you tell us, can you interpret to us what the Trans-Pacific Partnership is all about, and whether President Obama is, as they say, somehow trying to undo nations' autonomies, etc.?
This one, your brother of the stars, and of our legions, Barack Obama, has had a very difficult time in this position. Now, that is not to say, for we are not, nor should any of you ever be judge and jury of any being. But it is very hard when one assumes a position of such, can we say, exalted leadership, to not have actions or inactions, which has been even more sorely the case, to be assessed and examined. And yes, this one has been stymied at many turns, but that does not mean that there are not areas that he cannot go forward on. Have there been errors of judgment? Have there been errors of influence? Yes. Yes, there have. This situation, the Trans-Pacific that you are speaking of, is an attempt, and we emphasize attempt, to have people of many nations begin to think in transnational terms, to think of a world that does not have borders. Now, is that perhaps a premature leap when there are so many issues related to peace, because what you think of as economic interests, sovereignty interests, need to be addressed. And rather than resolved, simply eliminated prior to that idea of being one world and a world that has totally restructured, which is part of the underlying agenda. Totally restructured in terms of tariffs and trade, economies, taxation, and currencies. There is a realization at the root of this that the United States of America no longer truly is the ascendant power. And it is an attempt to secure a foothold in a very different world. Is he going about it in the most effective manner possible? No. Because it is premature and it frightens and scares too many people. And there are too many holes between here and there. So he is looking many years hence and not taking into account the current climate within which he is operating. And in many ways, he is thinking or reflecting, shall I say, the way in which cooperation, cultural trade, what you think of as goods and services, operates elsewhere. But you are not at a point of that level of ethical behavior and integrity. So that is why we suggest that this is a erroneous step. Is it a step of the dark cabal? No. It is a step by an individual that is trying to leave the imprint of tomorrow upon his presidency. Now, whether it is this leader or any leader, because when you look at your planet, you will note that there are far more beings in leadership positions, Obama included, in this moment, and we need to emphasize in this moment, who are in a place of chaos or confusion or incompletion, then there are those who are actually judicially balanced in integrity, in love, in fairness. So what I ask of you, and this refers back to our sacred partnership, and it truly speaks to the question that you all posed me, is, Michael, how can we stop this madness? Is take my blue flame, take the torch of Saint Germain, all of you, daily, hourly, weekly, and as one, torch these leaders. Eradicate and help to eliminate what they believe are obstacles and what are obstacles to their truly fulfilling their divine mission and purpose. you know. You can take my sword right now and cut through the illusion. Cut through the illusion that power, that position, for its own sake, is desirable or worthwhile. Cut through those illusions that make you believe that any action is pro-action because it is not. Even those in containment, and yes, there are some, can be helped, assisted by sending this energy to them and by you, each of you and you collectively, demanding and commanding right action. Now, I know what your next question is. It is, Michael, how can this be that this being, this man, Obama, who is guided by you, who have many, many beings in the White House, who is one of the star brothers and sisters, how can this occur that there is misstep? This is part of the human experience. And what you are doing, what you are witnessing, not punishing, not judging, but what you are witnessing is how any being is caught, enmeshed in that illusion, particularly when surrounded by those who are deemed and who intend to be trustworthy and ethical and honest and visionary, but who simply do not have the scope of vision that is necessary to give adequate support and advice. Now, how many times have you turned to me, and I speak to you, my brothers and sisters, this night? How many times do you turn to me and say, Michael, I need greater support. I need to have a helpmate, not merely a sacred union partner, a beloved, but I need help in the very practical sense that I may proceed bravely, clearly, immediately with my mission. Do not put Obama or anybody else in a different category. Use my sword, cut away the dross, and use my flame to light the way to truth. And in this, whether you are awake or asleep, traveling with me to the far reaches and corners of this planet or simply to Washington, you assist me. Is this clear?
Yes, it is, Lord, and thank you for that. I can't help thinking that tomorrow is the Day of Love, is Love Day, Valentine's Day, and also a day in which we remember the plight of women in some areas of the world. Is there some significance to tomorrow in terms of the tsunami of love?
Yes, there is.
Is it something you can discuss?
Let me put it this way. Now, I would speak on behalf of my sister as well, and the mother. And the entire company of heaven, but particularly, I would speak for the Council of Love, of which I am a part, as are each and every one of you. There are many days of celebration upon the planet, but is it not unusual that there is simply one day when love in many forms is celebrated? And so we claim this day, figuratively and actually, and we have for many years, but particularly right now, this year, we claim it. And we claim it on behalf of the mother and her gift of love. The gift of her heart, of her very essence, to each and every one of you. Now, many of you have begun to feel the shift, the currents, the trickle, we do not care what you call it, the beginning action of the tsunami of love. And the mother chooses this word so that you will know of the pervasive nature of this movement, of this wave. It is not destructive, it is constructive. It is reconstruction, it is rediscovery. And it carries within it the very particles that you require, yearn for, ask for reconstruction, wholeness. Many of you have said, I cannot do this meditation standing up. Then we ask you, particularly tomorrow, sit down, lie down, kneel down. We do not care. We will hold you. As we have said, we are with you in partnership. We ask you to open your very heart and receive. 12:12, wherever you live, is a very good time. But we know that this occurrence, this gift of the mother, is of a magnitude that it is far too large to be pinpointed to an hour or a moment. But there you have it. You love days and times, and I am breaking all the rules and giving it to you. Because this is our day. this is our day to celebrate love with you. And we also celebrate our love of you. So many times we say that we love you, that you are loved, that you are love. It is very seldom that we perceive, as we say these words to you, that you truly receive the full import and impact of what we are sending you. We amplify for the mother. Of course we do her bidding. Joyously. And so do you. Knowingly and unknowingly, consciously and unconsciously, you are far more guided than you think. Is tomorrow a day where the quotient of love, you wish to measure it, go ahead and do so. But first, open and receive. Open and receive, my beloved ones. For the floodgates are opening. So that is the significance.
Thank you, Lauren. That's very helpful. Now, just before we turn to our discussion of, or resume our discussion of the operations procedures and org chart for the Company of Heaven, including a little discussion of angels and dimensions, two questions on the reval. There's really nowhere that we can go to get authoritative information on some events than to the Company of Heaven. And I'd like to get confirmation of two events from you. First of all, there's been a sting over double and triple dipping. And it appears to have led to arrests, and it appears to have led to some congressional representatives and senators resigning. So can you confirm for us, first of all, that that is happening and has happened? And can you tell us a little bit about that? And then I'll have my second question for you.
Let us simply say that there is a great deal of clearing going on. And yes, it is a peculiar vision. But might you think of the Company of Heaven as doing a clean sweep?
Okay. And that, sorry, go ahead.
And yes, that does manifest in the physical realm. Now, not everybody. Let me be very clear about that. And that is the sly behavior of some. And this is how they have skirted justice in the meaning of your word, but also in the meaning of ours. But there has certainly been a cleanup in the human realm, not merely of politicians, but they are of a more visible nature. But the shift has started. So this is part of a bigger movement.
Anything you want to
say? A bigger cleaning.
Anything you want to say about the bigger movement, Lauren, for us?
Oh, no. We are not giving anyone a heads up.
Yes, okay, that makes a lot of sense. The second question is that, first of all, before I ask the second question, I need to make a distinction between the reval and the global currency reset. The reval is around the dinar, but the global currency reset is around all the currencies. It has been said that President Obama signed off on the reval last Sunday. I guess that's about the 9th, I believe it would be the 9th of February. Is that correct? Did President Obama go to Reno and sign off on the reval?
We are not permitted to say.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
But let us suggest to you that this is part of the plan and that this will come to fruition. And then everyone will be saying, well, perhaps he isn't such a bad guy after all.
Right. Now, when you say this is part of the plan, you mean a signing by President Obama, right?
It is an agreement, yes.
Okay, that's very good. Well, let's leave that then and resume our discussion of operations, procedures, and the org chart for the Company of Heaven. But just before we do, you said something to me in my reading on February 12th that piqued my curiosity. Oftentimes, we'll talk about, somebody will ask where they're from, and I'll relay that to you, and you'll say they're an angel and they're from the ninth dimension. But in this reading, you said that angels don't experience the dimensions quite as we do, so it's not proper to say they're from the ninth dimension. Is that correct?
We tend to say, and we have certainly often said they are from, perhaps it would be more accurate to say that they anchor, they visit, they are of. Now, the same is true. Because this is part of my favorite topic.
Good.
Because it pertains to how do you and we interpret the information that we share with you. And as you are learning to speak in a different way and vibration with your star brothers and sisters, it is increasingly important that we be clear and you be clear. And additionally, because of this, and because of the expansion that you are experiencing, your being, not merely your mind or your heart consciousness, or your emotional body, but the totality of your being is more prepared to receive and integrate the information that I speak of now. So when you are asking about a being that is in form, so let us, for the purposes of discussion, call this person a human being, whether they are a hybrid or not. When they are in human form, that does not eradicate, can we say, their angelic self. And very often, in fact, very often, most often, when you think of the universal self, which is a term we use rather than simply higher self, which feels like a connection to a part of you, but think of it as higher. Your angelic self is a very large part of who you are in a universal sense. When you come into human form, you do so to experience the realm of the human experience. 12 dimensions, 12 planes within those dimensions, 12 rays, and so on. Now, what you are saying and what we are saying is, where has this person primarily positioned themselves? Not only in this lifetime, but in many lifetimes. When they assume form, what is the spot that they are most joyous in and like to call home? And for some, it is the seventh, which is the Christ consciousness and love. For some, it is beauty. For some, it is mastery. So then we will say that person is from or of the ninth, the tenth, the seventh, the fifth, and so on. But when you, and they carry the qualities of that dimension, of that reality. That is what they bring, particularly during the time when the old third has been breaking down. The qualities, what you have thought of as the divine qualities, have been very necessary. So purity, creativity, ability to manage change, and so on, have been critical to breaking that illusion and the stationary, static nature of being encompassed in the third dimension. Now, when you leave human form, when you say to me, or to the mother, or your guides, or your beloved, I am leaving now, I am shedding this physical form, I will see you later, there is a universe of expansion and choice. Now, does that mean that that person, that being, now this sheer energy or angel self, leaves completely the ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th dimension? Not necessarily. Are they restricted to that reality? No. You have a free pass. And also understand, in the angelic realm, you also, like the humans and what you are becoming, you have the potential and the ability to multi-locate as well. So you may be in the ninth dimension. You may be singing with the angelic chorus in what you have thought of as outside that realm of human dimensions, which until now has been your definition of your experience. Now we are expanding and saying, wait, there is more. You may choose to be on board ship, and that may be a dimensional reality, or you may have moved beyond that. So there are many choices, and you may also choose to be in all of those at once. Very often, particularly when one is very deeply committed in relationship, in love, in family, in mission and purpose. They will remain in the dimensional reality of the human experience to continue to assist the mother, not only the human beings they have left behind, although that is a very strong tie, but also to assist the mother and us in helping you. So it is the preference and the desire in saying, well, after I've had a bit of a rest, I really want to continue what I have begun in this dimension because I know it feels like home to me, and it is also that I may continue my work with the completion of Gaia's journey and humanity's journey. But it is not restrictive. Now we know that we have introduced this day an expansion of the concepts that you are used to dealing with. But we also are very confident that you are able to grasp what we are saying.
All right. A lot of listeners are, in fact, angels, I think, Lord. And I'm trying, you talked about the 12 dimensions of the human realm. Are there also dimensions of the angelic realm that we know nothing about?
You would not call them. Dimensions tends to be, even though you do not think of it this way, it is an experiential construct, and it is a related to a physical time-space continuum construct. So if you wish to take that in a very loose translation and say that the angelic realm has dimensional reality, we would say yes, but do not make it a mirror image of what you have been thinking of.
All right, so now to knit this together, this fictional person who asked of you where they were from, and you said you're of the ninth dimension, they were to leave the human realm, they would go to somewhere altogether different. Well, they could go to somewhere altogether different than the ninth dimension, and it might be a far more expansive experience. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. But also know that in angelic form, and even as you are learning right now, and this is part of your ascension, you are free to visit all dimensions and realities as well.
Hmm.
But within that human sphere.
Right.
So that person from the ninth may say, I think I'm going to go to the 12th. I think I'm going to reassume my role as commander on board ship and take a different form. I think I am going to simply fly free as one of the mother's angels at large for a while.
All right. What is the difference between a dimension and an octave?
An octave is another measure that is often used to reflect how movement takes place from one level of experience to another. So, for example, humanity, as you have been stuck in the third dimension, we're in a very low octave. You can think of it as the bass keys or the bass level of a piano keyboard. It was the lowest octave of human existence. And you have been there for a very long time. Now you are jumping, as my sister has said, and this is being facilitated by the new you. And all of you, dear heart, have and are embracing your new you, and the tsunami of love will amplify that. So you are moving, and it is not necessarily 1, 2, 3, 4. You are leapfrogging in many ways to a place, a higher octave of existence. A higher octave of existence gives you not only access to a higher realm of dimensionality, which includes all dimensions, but a higher realm of consciousness, of heart consciousness, of expansion and awareness of what lies beyond that bubble of human existence. And the higher octave is what is required particularly for the full involvement and integration of humanity into galactic and intergalactic existence.
Okay. Now, you use the word galactic and intergalactic. What's the difference between the two? I mean,
it is a distinction that they make.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you will say, I am North American, and another will say, I am European, or one will say, I am Australian. So think of as intergalactic as meaning further away.
Further away, okay. And hybrid. Or I think the same word or the same meaning is attached to composite. Is that correct?
That is correct. The hybrid is the blend of the star being. You also often use the term star seed.
Right.
But it is the human, galactic, star being, intergalactic, angelic self.
Okay, now.
It is the integrated whole. So you have human beings who are hybrids, angelic. They are not intergalactic. They are human angelics. You have humans who are hybrids, who are very elementals, fairies, leprechauns, water sprites, etc. They are hybrids. So it is not merely the intergalactics and starseeds. You are a wonderful mix of so many aspects. You are a delight.
Okay, well, we'll have to pick up another time. We've got much to learn. I know that, Lord. Thank you very much for that.
It is my pleasure. And I invite you, come celebrate with me the Day of Love.
Thank you, Lord.
We are with you. Thank you. Farewell.
Farewell.